Oh, I don't like them. Oh, I've got no respect for them whatsoever. I don't like their music. Oh, that's a horrible piece of art. That's not a fashion designer. That looks like a potato sack. Isn't it interesting how we have lots of opinions about what other people do? And we're very happy to share our opinion. I didn't like that movie. I don't like that restaurant. I don't like that person. And interestingly, every piece of art, every restaurant, every hotel, every movie was made by a person, was created by a person, was produced by a person. So it's not really the thing that we're criticizing. It could be the person, particularly if they hear what we say. So I was taught, very privileged a long time ago to be taught, that if you're going to say something about somebody, ask yourself a couple of questions. Would you be happy for them to hear you say it? You know, those awkward situations where you're saying something and then you didn't realize that your phone was still on or your Skype was still on and people can hear what you said about them. Everything you say about somebody else, would you be happy for them to hear it? Would it make them feel good? Would it add value to their life? Would it make them feel special? The second question is, would you be happy for what you said about somebody else to be shared with the world as an example of the kind of person you are? So it's not just that the person you're talking about is going to hear what you say, but the whole world's going to hear it. So Rowie said that that was a terrible movie because she doesn't like that actor. Or Rowie said that that was a terrible politician because she doesn't believe in those policies. Just as a quick side note for that, it's interesting how we criticize politicians. But when you ask people, so what is it about their policies that you don't like? Most people can't even quote what their policies are. They don't even know what that person stands for, but they're really happy to criticize them. So I feel very privileged. I was taught not to do that. So am I proud or would I be happy for people to listen to what I say about other people, whether it's the person or the rest of the world? And it's interesting to listen when people say, I don't like. I don't like that movie. You don't have to like the person. You don't have to like the movie. But what about respect for the producer, the director, the actors, the people that put in their time and effort and energy and money to produce something that you might not like, but other people do? It's like, I don't like that movie, but 50 million people went to see it over the weekend around the world. I don't like that musician. Now, you don't have to like them. You don't have to like their music or the song, but they've sold 150 million records around the world. To me, that's to be respected. Now, you don't have to respect them for doing that, but I've never had a hit record or a hit single or a hit song. I've never written a song and I've never sung a song in front of people. Well, not technically. And I reckon that if I had a go, it would be pretty sad if people criticized me. We often criticize people for the things that we aren't even good at ourselves. We say that person's not good at that sport, but we've either never played that sport or we've played it, but we're not very good at it. We criticize a politician for the way they act in public, but we've never been a politician, so we don't know what it's like. I'll give you a really interesting story. I watched a documentary in America many years ago, and it was about George Bush, number two George Bush. And it was a whole hour of all the stupid things that George Bush said over the 8 years that he was the president of the United States of America. So 8 years is quite a long time. And when somebody's listening to everything that you say, because you're the president of the United States of America, over 8 years, they put together a documentary. In fact, it was really a criticism of George Bush. It was 1 hour of all the stupid things that he had said in 8 years of being the president. Now, just let's have a little bit of a common sense look at that. If somebody followed me around, you around, for 8 years, listened to everything that we said in public over 8 years and put it all together in a documentary, I reckon that mine would be much longer than an hour. We all say stupid things. And when people are on the mission to prove that we say stupid things and all they're looking for is the stupid things that we say, I reckon they'd find it. The real cool part to this story, though, is after that show was aired on national television around America, 250, 300 million people live in that country, George Bush himself was interviewed the next day about that documentary. And they said, George, how do you feel about a whole hour on television that just is a reflection or a real life representation of all the stupid things you've said in 8 years? And he laughed. He said, of course, I've said stupid things over 8 years. And isn't it beautiful that we live in a country where you can criticize the president of the country and pull him down for a whole hour on television and you don't get beheaded? You don't get shot. You don't get poisoned. You don't get put in jail. That's why I love America. And I took that as a really great example of the great people in the world, the people that have done something with their life, they have to have tough skin. Because the people that haven't done very much with their life, we seem to be really happy to pull down the people that have. One of my favorite football players, soccer players, is Cristiano Ronaldo. I've read everything I can about him, and I've looked at all of the information available in the world about Cristiano Ronaldo. And he himself will tell you this. Lots of people hate me, lots of people love me. That's not important. What's important is that I respect myself. And I think that when you're in a position where people are going to pull you down, then you have to be very tough-skinned because they're going to. There are websites and blogs and newspaper articles and television documentaries about every successful person in the world, and those people are pulled down, criticized, gossiped about, and people will always say, I don't like him, she doesn't sing well, he doesn't play well, he doesn't act very well. And it often comes from people that have never done any of those things. And I have also observed, interestingly, that the people who do act and do sing and do play football and are really good at what they do, it's very rare for them to criticize other people who are really good at what they do. It seems that when you have done something with your life, you have respected yourself, you've respected your discipline and your focus and your commitment to what you do, which then passes on to, I respect that other people have been disciplined and focused and committed as well. And whether that's as a football player or as a business person or as an actor or an author or an artist or simply as a great human being. And anybody that's done something with their life, they've taken a risk, they've gone out of their comfort zone, they've had a go at something, to me is a great human being. I don't have to like them. You don't have to like them, but I really respect them because so many people live an average life. They live in their comfort zone. They wish they could do stuff. At the end of their life, they say, I could have, would have, should have, but I didn't. And yet there's people out there who are giving it a go. And those people will also tell you that when you give it a go, you're going to make mistakes and you're going to do stupid things and you're going to stuff up and you're going to get embarrassed because of the stupid things that you did. And interestingly, when you have a look at those top people, the people that have really achieved something, when you read their autobiographies and you read their authorized biographies and when you listen to their interviews, they'll tell you all the stupid things that they've done and all the things that they're embarrassed about and all the things that they regret. But they'll also tell you that because of those things, because they took a risk and because they made mistakes, that's why they became successful. So I wonder why we say, I don't like him, I don't like her. I'm really aware now as I open my mouth of those two questions. Would I be really happy for this person to hear me say this? And would I be really happy for the rest of the world to hear me say this about that person? And I think that then we might be a little bit more careful about the words that come out of our mouth. And remember that words can be very, very painful. You can hurt people. You can make them feel very sad. You can make people depressed. You often hear that with kids. I'm depressed because I've been bullied at school. And now it's not bullied because they've been physically bullied, it's because somebody said nasty words about them on an email or nasty words about them on a Facebook post. What if we decided that everything that came out of our mouth we wanted to add value rather than devalue?